Rick, we've got with us on the phone line someone who you've known for quite a while, and I remember from back in his days in Lansing. We have Jim Brown, the regional sales manager for Canaday, but in the past, he was a pet store owner in Lansing as well. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Jim, before we get into our conversation about the holistic pet food, tell us about what put you in the pet business to begin with. For those who don't remember, you owned Aardvark Pets in Lansing, correct?
18 years, yes, yeah, Lee.
I sure remember. What brought you into the pet business? What is your passion for pets that it's been a part of your life for quite a long time?
Oh, that's a very good question. It has to be my internal passion. It's the life force of making sure animals are happy and healthy and living a longer and stronger, stress-free life.
Wow, I would think I'm talking to Rick Pruse. That's the kind of answer I hear from him.
Hey, Jim, it's great to have you on the show. It's a real honor. And 18 years of service in the pet store industry is just a nearly impossible journey that you were on for some time, and my hat's off to you for all your hard work in the Lansing area.
Right back at you, Rick.
Hey, thanks.
Well, Jim, let's talk about your company, Canaday. You guys are in the food business, and your specialty is holistic pet food. Is that correct?
That is correct. The overall well-being of your pet.
Okay. Well, I guess let's talk about definitions, because to begin with, the word holistic kind of means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So why don't you help define it for me?
For sure. Yes. Lee, the overall concept everybody should understand is that the quality of a pet food is not just about the ingredients you find inside the bag. Nutritional quality of a pet food is determined by the nutrients your pet is capable of absorbing and assimilating into its systems.
And so that's going to be different than just reading the chemicals that and ingredients and protein levels in the bag. Give us an example of how that can vary versus what you might see in a bag that's not holistic versus an ingredient that you might find in a bag that is holistic.
Rick, good question. Holistic pet food is focused on nutrition as a disease prevention. Things to avoid is generic meat and bone meals, generic animal fats or poultry fats, or meat byproducts, sweeteners, overly processed non-nutritional ingredients. What we want to embrace is hormone-free and antibiotic-free, nutritionally dense meats with specific meats originating from USDA-inspected facilities.
And I think that when you and I had some conversation, there was five basic concepts that you have in presenting holistic food, things that you see as requirements for that. And the first one, I believe, kind of caters specifically to what you're talking about. You want to cover over those 5 points and maybe elaborate on number one?
Sure. Number one, it's meat-based. And natural. Natural meaning it's free of artificial preservatives, free of chemical preservatives, artificial colors. Second point, phytonutrients, P-H-Y-T-O, not F-I-D-O, phytonutrients. these are what we know as protective plant compounds like fruits and vegetables and herbs. The third point of what is holistic nutrition is the good bacteria, the beneficial bacteria. We understand it as yogurt, the beneficial bacteria found in yogurt, the Lactobacillus acidophilus. It creates a good intestinal flora to help with the assimilation of nutrients. As well, the fourth point is digestive enzymes help break down the nutrients. Holistic pet foods have phytonutrients, good bacteria, digestive enzymes, they're meat-based and natural. All of this together, Rick, is biologically available nutrition.
Well, Jim, I've got a question for you. We're speaking with Jim Brown, regional sales manager from Canada. And this is, I guess, more of a general question, but my wife has been feeding our dogs different food in the last couple of weeks, and I have never seen dogs react to food the way they do. I swear these dogs are dancing a jig the second that the can gets opened up, and they're eating this food ravenously. And what is it that's in the food that would make different foods taste so dramatically different that they would just respond so aggressively to the food, whereas in the past they didn't really care if it was food time or not?
Another good question, Lee. It has to do with comparing to what? Canada believes in quality ingredients and diversity in our foods. So your dogs are dancing a jig, probably due to the rich protein sources.
And Jim, in terms of Canada food availability, is it pretty much available at most pet stores?
Canada.com.
Okay.
Canidae. Rick's store carries Canada.
Okay.
In Lansing.
Okay. So, or they can always go to the website and get information there.
Yes, we have a dealer locator there. Just a wealth of information and educational material at Canada.com.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We've been talking with Jim Brown, regional sales manager for Canada. And in the next segment, Rick, we're going to have a very interesting rescue discussion coming up right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WIL.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these.